This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago. It's called Dorada Financial Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DFCO. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer, Fawad Nassar. Fawad, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get started, just give my listeners, if you would, just a little bit of a about statement or a backstory of who you guys are.
Sure. So Dorada Financial Corporation has been around since 1982. We've been publicly traded since 1984. It has gone through a few business model changes over the last 20 to 30 years. And just right around 2016, the company switched gears and started to focus on engineering, science, and healthcare, where we have now three subsidiaries that focus on engineering solutions, where we build large manufacturing equipment, healthcare, where we have sanitizing and disinfecting products, as well as cancer screening devices. And then we also have a technology division that provides software engineering and IT solutions.
You know, recently, I think October the 26th, you guys put out a press release about VIAKIT. So my question to you is that you guys are doing health clinical trials on cervical cancer pre-screening with the VIAKIT, Surpass, Pap smear, Melodides for proactive diagnosis. The company is entering into the second phase of clinical trials in India. If you would, could you bring us up to speed on that?
Sure. So if cervical cancer, every 2 minutes, a woman in the world dies from cervical cancer. And our VIA screening kits are initially targeting the Indian market, which has a high incidence of cervical cancer. And what our VIA kits do is they provide low to mid-income countries that don't necessarily have the hospital or healthcare infrastructure to be able to perform tests like HPV tests or pap smears. So it's for clinics and health camps. And what we've done is we've produced a very self-contained kit that includes everything that you need to be able to test the woman for cell formations within the cervix to identify if there's a potential for cervical cancer. And recently we completed our first patient study, which was at KIMS College in India. 100 patients were tested with the cervical cancer kit, and then they were also subsequently tested with a pap smear. And we identified that 95% of those tests were accurate in comparison to pap smear. Subsequently, we're working on recruiting a larger patient population for the second clinical study, which will include roughly around 200 women to test ongoing. However, with the first patient study, we are able to now get all of our work and paperwork in order to be able to launch in India.
Your second subsidiary is the Gland Health. Currently, you guys are fulfilling a global demand of alcohol-free safe sanitizers. These products are made with the FDA-approved active ingredient, the EPA-listed ingredients. Where are you guys going with this from here?
Well, it was funny. We had this product in conception last September, and we were looking to target the Middle East because of the non-alcohol based and the stigma. Fast forward 4 months, COVID hit, and we really started to push it forward. And basically, our products are an alternative to alcohol based hand sanitizers and disinfectants. And that's a very important delineation. When you think about alcohol and everything that you've heard from the CDC and regulatory bodies since COVID hit, their percentage recommendation of alcohol has gone from 60% to 85%. And in parallel, there have been a lot of announcements where alcohol-based hand sanitizers have been recalled due to methanol contamination. Where we come in is an alternative solution where the product is not flammable, it's not volatile, it's not toxic, it's safe for kids, for hospital systems, for any type of industry. But most importantly, the formulation in our products has a persistent efficacy, which means that it lasts for up to 4 hours on your hands, and it lasts up to 28 days on surfaces compared to your typical disinfectants like alcohol. After you rub your hands, it kills the bacteria, but then your hands are now still at risk after you touch a keyboard or a door handle. Our products gives you that peace of mind that it continues to persist and last, continue to kill harmful germs.
Liquito Limited receives grants from Innovate UK, the fast track greening of laboratories with extreme temperature refrigerating to aid researchers with saving 75% of traditional energy expense. The newfound funds will extend research capabilities amid the global health crisis. Where are we at in that process?
Sure. So Liquido makes heating and cooling equipment that is very efficient in terms of energy, and it has a very low carbon footprint. One of the interesting things that we've all realized with COVID is that Mother Nature got a break. There was a topographical study done by NASA where they did an analysis of Wuhan, China, in 2019 of February and 2020 of February. And what they identified, in 2019, you could see a cloud, a yellow smoke covering the area. And in 2020, it was completely clear. You could see the landmarks, the ocean. So there was obviously less cars on the road, less pollution in the air, less industrial plants running at that time. And not a lot of people know that 7.2 million people die from pollution. And wow. COVID, I think, has taught us a lot about how important our environment is, and the Paris Climate Act, and where UK and Scotland have an initiative that there should be a heat pump in every household by 2045. California has also created its own regulations to rid of hydrofluorocarbons and CFCs. So where Liquido comes in is that we produce the commercial, industrial, and eventually residential heat pumps that can provide you with a very high efficient heating mechanism in alternative to your typical heat boiler that you have in your household. And in addition to that, it also can replace your refrigeration system, all using natural products that use renewable energy to reduce your overall heating and electricity bills and utility bills, at the same time being very friendly to the environment.
One of your final subsidiaries is Percat, provides professional services to aid businesses with transactions from traditional brick and mortar models to ADA compliant online remote client environments. I know you've gotten a lot of testimonials from big companies, Fortune 500 like Oracle, Intuit. Where are we at, and why are you guys so excited about this?
As you can tell, the entire world is either on lockdown or more businesses are working remote. Amazon is picking up in terms of online shopping. Black Friday is really being replaced with Cyber Monday, where most people are going to be on the web ordering their Christmas holiday gifts or anything that they need moving forward. Grocery shopping is picking up. So Percat comes into a really interesting time for Delrata, where we are essentially pushing our technology services across the board, knowing that everything is trending to become more virtual. Websites are being used more often. And one important aspect is that folks with disabilities are going to be more reliant on technology. They're more resistant because they're higher risk in terms of going out and potentially being at risk for catching the disease. So they'll be at home surfing the internet, ordering all of their base necessities through online. And ADA compliance is such an important aspect because there's billions of people in the world that have some type of disability, whether it's blindness or hard to hear or some motor diseases, where websites and technology tools need to adhere to their needs moving forward. And we need to ensure that they have a seamless experience on the web, whether it's booking a reservation or ordering a meal online. It has to be where technology meets their needs. And Prakat has had 10 years of experience in regards to making technology accessible to folks with disabilities.
Fawad, I'm going to give you the last words here. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, what I want everyone to understand is that Dalata is a trending organization. And what we're trying to do is provide alternate solutions to your typical product or typical experience that the general population is used to. Because we see an opportunity. We know the world is changing, and we've put these three subsidiaries in place to be able to make an impact in people's lives globally. Our organization is growing. In the beginning of the year, we probably had around 80 employees, including our Prakat employees in India, and now we're roughly around 120 employees. We have had no layoffs, even with COVID. We've been able to push through and really leverage sort of the wide array of business segments that we've put in place, where one is locked down, the others are able to pick things back up, and we continue to push forward and look forward to 2021.
Dalrata is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Look them up. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DFCO. Fawad, I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll be a regular, come back in about 45 to 60 days and give us an update on what's going on with your company.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.